Dear brothers and sisters,
먼저,
first of all, I will talk about something. For 1 year, we have prayed for senior pastor. We have prayed with faith. We wanted to see senior pastor again. We have prayed like this. But now we are not able to see senior pastor. But our leader said, in this situation, I came to believe the power of God all the more. And he came to be at peace because he only came to rely on God. I also agreed with him. We came to rely on God. And I came to realize that many mommy members have the same kind of heart. Father God himself will work for us. Before senior pastor set up this church, only God worked for him. Only the way of God worked for him, even though he was in many difficulties. Before the church opened and after the church opened, everything was solved by the power of God, only God, not man. So I believe that all things will be settled by the power of God. So we will keep praying continuously with faith. And we are expecting the power of God to happen to Manmin Church. Thank you. What is the evidence of faith in us? Is it prayer? Is it love? Is it faithfulness? All those things are evidence of faith. But the most clear evidence of faith is peace in our hearts. When we have faith, we have peace. It is the evidence, clear evidence of faith. If you are nervous when you want to be healed, it shows that you have faith in you. When I heard someone talk about their testimonies, they became peaceful just before they were healed. So the peace is the evidence, clear evidence of faith. And another leader also told me that. And she was feeling troubled. And his heart was troubled. So I heard this, and I talked to him. I have been in Manmin for 37 years. Before I met senior pastor, I was in fear. I had been in fear, and I had been fearful for not being saved. I could not get rid of sin and evil, and I had committed sins. So I was troubled before I met senior pastor. But after I met our senior pastor, I came to understand the perfect faith in God in the way to cast off sin and evil. And I came to have real good faith. And I have been trying to change myself since then. We are on the way to life. Of course, I have not been perfect, and I have sometimes disobeyed senior pastor. However, now I'm repenting, and I have been repenting and repenting and trying hard to change myself. And I'm not on the same spot. And I have changed myself a little by little. I have gotten rid of hatred and ill feelings, and I have embraced many people more than before. So you don't have to be troubled, I told him. You don't have to be worried. You don't have to be surprised, or you don't have to be frightened. You are on the way to salvation. It is the most important thing. You are on the way to salvation. What is the problem? If you don't have a problem in your heart, there's nothing you have to worry about. So I'm at peace. I'm on the way to salvation. And I'm also trying to change myself. So we don't have to be worried. We don't have to worry about anything. So I told him that I would just go this way, because this way is life. This way is the way to eternal life. The holiness gospel shows me the way. The holiness gospel, this is the word of God. And there is evidence. Even if there is no one around me, I'm just gonna go this way. I told him like this. Even if there's no one around me, I'm gonna go this way. And I'm gonna just see the Lord and senior pastor and the word of life. So I was reminded of one passage in the Bible written in Psalm. Even when the mountain falls under the sea, like even when something unimaginable happens, I have seen the evidence of God, the evidence of God in here. You yourselves are the evidence of God. You have borne the fruit of the holiness, the Holy Spirit. You are the evidence. So you don't have to be surprised, or you don't have to be frightened or troubled. So I hope that the leader will gain realization on this. In Galatians chapter 6, verse 1 says, "Dear brothers and sisters, if another believer is overcome by some sin, you who are godly should gently and humbly help that person back onto the right path and be careful not to fall into the same temptation yourself." We have felt the love of the shepherd for a long time. We have been forgiven of our sins, and we also received the strength to cry out in prayer through the love of senior pastor. And it has been 10 years since then. Of course, there are some members who have kept themselves clean from sins, but there are some members who had committed sins. But look back upon your lives. Through senior pastor, we came to have a strength to pray before God. At the time, we were ashamed, but through senior pastor's prayer, we came to have strength and courage to pray to God. So, when you see another believer who is overcome by some sin, you who are godly should gently, humbly help that person back onto the right path. And the most important thing is that you should be careful not to fall into the same temptation yourself. It could be applied to me.
저에게 누가 이랬대더라라고 하는 전해주는 사람 거의
Actually, there is no one who talks about other people's bad behaviors. When someone talks about other people to me, I just say, I'm busy just checking myself, checking my heart, and I'm just busy. Busy just checking my heart and changing myself and renewing myself. And I say to this, to the person who wants to talk about other people. And I will keep going this way. A funny thought came to me during this trial of blessing. I wanted to be an athlete when I was young, and I'm a pastor now. I enjoyed boxing. Two people fought, and they received and hit the punches to each other. And as the game goes on, I could see the strength of the other person. If the other person is so strong, I felt some nervous. I was nervous. The most nervous situation is when I punched him, the other person, but the person did not react. Then it is really frightening. It was really frightening. And I tried my best to hit him, but the other person did not react and did not hurt. And then this time, and I could feel really fear, great fear. The enemy, devil, and Satan tried their best to and give the greatest punch to Manmin Central Church, I think. Like, it's the enemy, devil, and Satan hit their greatest punch to Manmin Central Church. Are you at peace, Manmin members? The enemy, devil, and Satan must be fearful for us because we are at peace. All the troubles, all the difficulties, and we can become perfect through this process, and we will become beautiful. So, all this trial will be a blessing, and we will see the glory of resurrection. On behalf of Pastor Susan Lee, I will continue from the seminar's message of Manmin Summer Retreat. Your brothers and sisters, and GCN viewers, and those who are attending the service through the internet, from August 5th for 3 days, we have the Manmin Summer Retreat. Father God has been with us for 37 years. Actually, I have attended all the Manmin Summer Retreats for 37 years, so I'm a blessed person. In the first summer retreat, I remembered the rain stopped before we started. Father God showed amazing power and signs and wonders in all summer retreats, and this year also He showed great power. Let us give all thanks and glory to God the Father. I will deliver some testimonies from those who were attending the seminar in Mami Summer Retreat. There were many people who were healed of pains, cancers, diabetes, arthritis, herniated discs, frozen shoulders, after effects of accidents, asthma, and heart diseases. I'll give one person's testimony. Jang Ogwon, Deacon Jang Ogwon. Her cartilage in her knee was worn out, so she could not move her legs and she could not walk well. And she had artificial joint surgery, but she could not walk. And she even had dementia in May, and she had language disorder. But she attended the seminar. Although she had difficulty going to the venue, but she came to walk by herself and give glory to God on the stage. And Pastor Hyokki Cho said he had seen some light going into her knees. And Yang Dezian, Brother Yang Dezian from China, 2 years ago, he had a brain hemorrhage, and after this, he had left hemiplegia. He could not walk, and his legs were twisted, so he could not walk. But in the seminar, his legs were straightened, and he could bend his knees, so he gave glory to God on the stage. Two weeks ago, he came to the Mami Prayer Center's Divine Healing Meeting, and he was on the wheelchairs, but he came to walk. And one member, difficulties in hearing, was healed. He had a woozing pus for 20 years in his ears, and he could not hear through his right ear. So he only used his left ear. Even when he was on the phone, he had to use only left ear. And he attended Mami Summer Retreat, and he witnessed many people healed last year. And he did not have a great faith, but he tried really hard to keep the Lord's Day and give a whole tithe. And he actually started his Christian life in Ulsan, but he moved to Seoul to keep the Lord's Day holy and give whole tithe. And he received Pastor Susan Lee's prayer all the time. Many times, but in the seminar, she received the prayer, Pastor Susan Lee's prayer during the seminar, and she came to hear very well. And she came to believe that God loves her, and she gave these testimonies. Lee Ki-in, Brother Lee Ki-in. Her cartilage in her knee also was worn out, and she also had difficulty in seeing. But she was healed of this. And Liu Meiju from Malaysia, she had difficulty in breathing. But she came to be peaceful at breeding. And she also had a cervical lumbar disc, herniated disc. But when she received the prayer, Pastor Sujinle's prayer during the seminar, she felt something coming out of her body and she came to be healed. And So Sang-tae, Gwangju Manmin Church, he suffered from diabetes for 30 years. And he could not move his fingers. And when he received the Pastor Sujin Lee's prayer, he came to be at peace. And the swollen, his arms were swollen, but after the prayer, the swollen arms came to be normal. And he came to move even his neck, even though he had a cervical herniated disc. And many hearing impaired people were healed of their difficulty in hearing, and 18 people came to hear well. And one member of hearing impaired people, he actually had breast cancer, and she was healed of breast cancer last year. And her hospital checkup showed that she had been completely healed. In Colombia, Manmin Church, Esmeralda Moreno, she had a herniated lumbar disc, and she had her right leg was paralyzed. But she came to the church to attend the seminar at 5 a.m. to be healed. And she received the prayer. And after the Pastor Susan Lee's prayer, she was healed. And she came to walk. And Pastor Jung and Chang gave this testimony on the stage. And this is from India, Delhi, India. And Meena says, she had a nervous tic on her face, and her eyes were closed, and her eyes became smaller. And she got many expensive shots, but there was no improvement. But in the seminar, in the Manmin Summit Retreat, after the prayer, she felt warm in her eyes, and her eyes became normal. And I will give the testimony, another testimony, in Kiran Nelson from India. Her husband, Akushi Nelson, and he had a car accident on June 19th, 2019. He was in coma, and he relied on respirator, and he was in intensive care unit. He rejected even juice that went into him through the tube. And August 5th, 2019, the doctor said there is no way to heal him. She has a 20-month son, and she was really fearful. As the last method, she wanted to receive a famous pastor's prayer, and she happened to see the GCN TV Hindi that was broadcast live. And she put her smartphone on her husband's bed. When Pastor Sujin Lee led the divine healing meeting, at the time, my husband started to move. And only 3 hours later, my husband came to eat rice gruel, and he came to eat very well now, and came to sleep very well. And now, he came to eat very well. So he came to eat rice.
예, 그분의 간증입니다. 저는 이수진 목사님의 말씀을 들은 것도 아니고 만민을 알지도 못하는 가운데 우연히 생방송
This is from her. I have not listened to Pastor Susan Lee's message. I just happened to receive the prayer through live broadcasting. But my husband came to be alive. Thank you, Pastor Susan Lee, and I want to invite her to India. And there are many testimonies of many people being set free from evil spirits. And I'm going to give testimonies about Mami Summer Retreat's weather. Pastor Susan Lee arrived at Jumping Park. Father God covered the sun with clouds, so it was not hot. It was cool. And during the seminar, it was really cool. The temperature was 24.4 degrees Celsius. And on average, it was 23 degrees Celsius. So it was really the optimal temperature. And cool breezes blew in all directions. On the second day, during the athletic competition, Father God covered the whole sky with clouds so that we could enjoy the athletic competition with optimal weather. But for a while, the clouds just went off and the temperature reached 34 degrees Celsius at 10:40. So we could see the difference between when the clouds are there and when there are not. And we could see the existence of God. We could see the presence of God with us. And during the campfire worship and praise, Typhoon Francisco was coming up to Korean Peninsula. The forecast said that it would bring a lot of rain to Busan on August 6th, and it would dissipate on the 7th. It rained during the campfire worship and praise, but our members enjoyed themselves during the campfire worship and praise. We were so happy, and we were running and jumping and happily, and we enjoyed it. Our mommy members, we did not feel troubled. Of course, some members had umbrellas, but we still only hoped for the providence of God, and we just tried to find out the providence of God during the worship and praise. 30 minutes after the start of worship and praise, it rained a lot. It showered. Especially during the praise entitled In the Bosom of the Lord. As the lyric says, I only see the Lord quietly even in the storm. It's so, the lyrics are so close to the real situation. It's like a music video. The scene. The scene in Mami Summer Retreat. Actually, it must be recorded in Heavenly Archive. And we actually praised God with happiness. And Father God filmed our happiness in heaven. Pastor Susan Lee also prayed around at 9:30. After the prayer, the typhoon actually dissipated into a tropical cyclone. The forecast said that it would dissipate like the next day, but it dissipated at around 9 p.m. It is the power of Senior Pastor. Our Senior Pastor has such a power. We will see. We have seen the power of Senior Pastor all the time, and we could see the presence of God's power still in Manmin through Pastor Susan Lee. Because of rain, we could enjoy the worship and praise. We were not hot. It was not hot because of the rain. And also, cool breezes blew, so that we could really enjoy the retreat and worship and praise. And Pastor Jung Yun Chang said that he actually has lived in Colombia for a long time. And he said he was cold. So I had a cloth in my car, so I brought it to him. And he wore it and went out. It is a white cloth. Did you wash it? No. I didn't ask him. He did not wash it. He got it back to me. But the cloth was really white. So I thought, do I really have to wash it? But I washed it. Only this cloth. And some detergent and I washed it. I didn't have to wash it. So I thought that it was really clean air during the summer retreat. Father God dried our clothes through the cool breezes during the worship and praise. Another testimony. A new member came to the Manmin Summer Retreat. He is one member's husband. And when he saw the rain stop, he came to believe and he said that he would come to church. And you ate, after the athletic competition, you ate lunch. When one member went to a restaurant, and other people were eating lunch. They are not mommy members, and they went to the top of the mountain through gondola, and the sun got sunburned. So the members heard about that. The member in Jumping Park, Father God covered the sun, covered the sky with clouds, so that we can be protected. And the member so gave thanks to God. Actually, my skin becomes dark really well. And after the summer retreat, I actually sometimes get sunburned. But I did not this time. And I will get to the point. I will continue from the message of the seminar during Mommy Summer Retreat. Let us give glory to God once more, who gave us a lot of blessings during the summer retreat. And thank you all who were volunteering for Mommy Summer Retreat, and all Mommy members and all leaders. Thank you, thank you. Thank you all. And let's greet each other. Thank you. Thank you.
본론의 말씀입니다. 수련회 교육 시간에는 주님의 부활에 대해 살펴보며 주님의 부활을 믿으면 우리 자신이 부활이 믿어지고 그러니 부활의 신앙을 갖게
됩니다. We talked about the resurrection of the Lord in the seminar, and when we believe the resurrection of the Lord, we came to the resurrection, our resurrection, believe our resurrection. And we came to have the faith in resurrection. And we have set a goal of resurrection. We can live by the word of God and try to go into the better dwelling place. Then we will be able to participate in the glory of resurrection. If you truly have this faith in resurrection, you will circumcise your heart and you will keep your faith like the early church members. Believing in the Lord brings a sacrifice. But the early church members believed the resurrection and the glory of the resurrection. They could overcome any persecutions and threats. Among 230 countries, there are still persecutions in 70 countries. More than 70 countries. More than 70 countries, there are persecutions on Christians. I'm going to talk about Egypt. Until 7th century, Egypt was a Christian nation, but after Muslims started to control the areas, and Christians had to suffer from persecutions. The persecutions are beyond our imagination. Some of them have to throw away trash in their whole lives. Some of them could not receive normal school education. And some Christian women and children were kidnapped and killed by Muslims. In 2015, IS, an organization of Sunni Muslims, killed many Coptic Christian people who were detained in Libya. The video was spread. Some of them said, called Jesus, have mercy on us. But more amazing thing is that when their families saw the video, they confessed really something amazing. Miriam Parhat actually lost her husband, but when she saw the video, she was proud of him because he kept his faith. The family also said that Jesus forgave anyone, so we forgave them. And I hope that they also know about Jesus Christ. Only church members and people who martyred showed this same behavior, same attitude towards the martyrdom. And they believed the resurrection. They believed the glory of resurrection. Even in under the situation they were faced with death. They did not complain or they did not curse anybody. They just saw the glory of resurrection. Your brothers and sisters, didn't you hate any neighbors or friends just because they give you hard times, though they are not your enemies? During this time of blessing, trial, aren't you feeling troubled or aren't you feeling bad about other people's words or behaviors? We need to change ourselves quickly. If you truly achieve this kind of heart, like love and forgiveness, and it shows that you already achieved the goodness. If you have the hope for resurrection, you will try to lead many people to salvation and work faithfully for the kingdom of God. The early church members also had this kind of hope for resurrection. They could keep their faith and they could boldly spread the gospel. I pray in the name of the Lord that you will enjoy this glory of resurrection. If you have this hope for resurrection, thirdly, you must believe God who will give you a victory in any kinds of trials and difficulties. When it comes to extending the kingdom of God, we need this hope for resurrection. It's because trials like death and resurrection happen alternately until the promise of God is achieved. It is the work of God. It is the work of the Bible. Death and resurrection happen to the people who love God. Persecution and resurrection. Trials and resurrection. This is the work of the Bible. This is the work of Mammon. Only those who love God and only those who obey God. Some people just end in persecutions, or some people just end in trials and difficulties. But we're gonna enjoy the glory of resurrection. Those who love God until the end will be given the glory of resurrection. Trials like death and resurrection happen alternately until the promise of God is achieved. But if you have hope for the glory of resurrection, you can overcome any hardship and difficulties with joy. When we use the word resurrection or revival, we may use this for the act of overcoming difficulties and achieving things. We sometimes refer to people who succeed after many difficulties as they become resurrected. Many forefathers of faith achieved this kind of victory in the face of resurrection. Abraham knew that his body could not gain any child, but he believed nothing is impossible for God's power. In fact, the birth of Isaac showed the glory of resurrection because his body was as good as dead. Even when he offered up Isaac as a burnt offering, he believed that God would revive Isaac though he died. He believed that God can bring the dead back to life. So, Hebrews chapter 11, verse 19 says, he considered that God is able to raise people even from the dead, from which he also received him back as a type. And now Daniel and three friends relied only on God. Daniel actually was thrown into the lion's den because of jealousy of other people around him. He was faced with death, but he did only goodness, so God let him achieve a victory, so he could receive the glory. The angels stopped the lions from eating Daniel's. So he could gain the glory of resurrection. And it is the same with Daniel's three friends. When they were told to worship the golden image the king had set up, they did not obey and kept their faith for God. But the result was to be thrown into the furnace of blazing fire. But they achieved the resurrection, the glory of resurrection. In Daniel's chapter 3 verse 17 says, "If it be so, our God whom we serve is able to deliver us from the furnace of blazing fire, and he will deliver us out of your hand, O king." And they continued to say, "Even if he does not, let it be known to you, O king, that we are not going to serve your gods or worship the golden image that you have set up." It is real faith. Even if there's no one around me, even if some things seem to go wrong and go against what we expect, even if it does not, God has been working for us with Mamin. So even if it does not, I will keep going this way. I will keep my faith. So the flame of the fire slew those men who carried up the three people, the Daniel's three friends. They died, but the three friends kept alive. So even the king glorified God. Joseph also was falsely accused and imprisoned, but he believed the promise of God, and he pleased God with his life, and he became the second ruler of Egypt. We have listened to this message for a long time, but without trials, we cannot grow in faith. Trials are necessary for us to grow in faith. And all of these trials, during these trials, we have to see ourselves. We have to check ourselves continuously. Senior pastor talked about this, changing heart. Senior pastor always said that I would take you to New Jerusalem for sure, but you must not have changing mind. God's power is greater than any problem. God can bring the dead back to life. Through difficulties, we can understand the belief in the power of God. When you have a problem, if you lose heart, it shows that your hope for resurrection is weakened. But if we please God with faith in trials and afflictions, the trials will become blessings. If you have hope for the second coming of the Lord and the glory of resurrection and heavenly lives, we can overcome anything, and we can overcome any difficulties and hardships. I hope you will see everything with faith and become filled with the Holy Spirit and enjoy the glory of resurrection. Let me conclude this message. Dear brothers and sisters, throughout this time of trials, we have hold on to the hope for resurrection. And we came to understand how we live with the hope for resurrection. And we have reflected upon the hope of resurrection. This church has undergone many, many things that are like death. But we have achieved victories with faith, only with faith. What about the Israelites? Israelites saw the Red Sea parted, but they changed it. But we must not follow their examples. We were touched by senior pastors' messages and power. We shed tears. Where's your heart? Where?
That
Will you change it? You have to keep your faith. You have to keep true heart. Can you not see the work of God? Did you lose your heart? Did you forget? Do you forget about the power of God that happened to our church? It is not true heart. Achieving the providence of God, the way God achieved His providence, is not understandable sometimes by human thoughts. But God will achieve His glory and His victory in His own way. Romans chapter 8, verses 7 and 18 says, and Pastor Jungwon Lee also prayed these passages. And if children, heirs also, heirs of God and fellow heirs with Christ, if indeed we suffer with Him so that we may also be glorified with Him. For I consider that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory that is to be revealed to us. Corinthians chapter 15, Apostle Paul said, we are most pitiful people if there were not resurrection. It is about the people who do not have a great faith. If you have true faith and if you have a sincere heart, even if there were not resurrection, I have been trying to love other people. I have been trying to be honest. I have been trying to change my heart. We have been living this kind of life for 37 years. Did you regret it? Did you regret it? Do you regret it? No. There's nothing to regret about. We have been living like that. So we have been healthy. Because we lived by the word of God, we try to live by the word of God, we have been healthy. And many worldly people go to hospital like 17 times, 18 times a year, worldly people. And sometimes I got a text message I need a checkup in hospital. But sometimes people say that I regret about my 30 years. I regret about my 20 years. Why? You have been changed. You have been changed beautifully. We have loved each other. We have been peaceful. If we had not met senior pastor, our family would have broken peace all the time. Our situation, our family situation, we kind of were, after graduation, we were just spread around the nation. We did not remember each other's birthday before. And we had really strong self-framework. And Pastor Hyun Kwon Chu drank alcohol a lot. And I was also having a hard time because of him. We would not have even seen each other. But now, we are living with love. What do you regret about? We have been, Father God has refined us so that we can reveal His glory all the more. I pray in the name of the Lord that you will see only the Lord who will form your faith and give you great grace.
Hallelujah. Almighty Father God of love, please lay your hands on all brothers and sisters receiving this prayer here in attendance. Lay your hands on all the members of the branch churches and local sanctuaries, and all the GCN TV viewers, and those who are watching via satellites, cables, and internet all over the world. Plant faith in their hearts and drive out their negative thoughts and doubts. Let all the trials and afflictions leave them. By the fire of the Holy Spirit, from head to toe, scorch their sick and affected parts, including all cells, tissues, and nerves, all internal organs and intestines. Let the light of creation come upon them. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I command the enemy devil and Satan, all diseases, germs and viruses, and infirmities go away. Let the light shine on them. Scorch their incurable and long-term diseases by the fire of the Holy Spirit. Burn all kinds of endemic and contagious diseases like malaria. All epidemic diseases such as colds and fever go away from them. Protect them, Father, from any kind of germs and viruses and bacteria. Heal them of all kinds of cancers, stomach cancer, lung cancer, liver cancer, breast cancer, womb cancer, intestinal cancer, and all other diseases like AIDS, leukemia, cerebral apoplexy, high blood pressure, low blood pressure, heart disease, lung disease, diabetes, women's disease, thyroid diseases, and all inflammations. Let them be made whole from the polio, stroke, arthritis, herniated discs, and many others. Let all kinds of pains disappear from them, like back pain, headache, and neuralgia. Set them free from epilepsy, autism, depression, neurosis, and all other mental diseases. Loosen them from all kinds of paralysis and let them get up, walk, and jump. Let them regain good eyesight and restore good hearing. Let the blind open their eyes. Let the deaf come to hear and let the mute begin to speak. Heal accidents after effects. Restore their ruptured and broken bones. Restore them from burns and let the heat and burning sensation go away from them. Father, let there be no scars left. Be cleansed from all kinds of drug addictions and poisoning. Father, regenerate dead nerves, tissues, and cells and bring the dead back to life. Bless them to conceive a baby. Father, please give them blessing to conceive a baby. In the name of Jesus Christ, I command the enemy devil and Satan, the ruler of the air, the evil forces and their servants, go away from them. Go away, evil spirits, unclean spirits, deceiving spirits, spirits of falsehood, separating spirits and all forces of darkness. Loosen all bonds of wickedness and darkness and go away from them. Let the light shine on them. Father God, give them strength to cry out in prayer and empower them with the power to cast off sins and become sanctified. Let them be in good health as their soul becomes prosperous, and let their family be evangelized. Protect them from all kinds of accidents and disasters, and bless them to lead a successful and prosperous life in everything. Please protect your children, their homes and business, and their work with the fiery hedge of the Holy Spirit, with heavenly hosts and angels, and with your blazing eyes. Give students wisdom and understanding, and fill their hearts with more passion and desire for study. Keep their hearts and minds from worldly things and plant into their hearts more fervent love for God. Bless your children and let them give glory to you in everything they do, whether they eat or drink or whatever they may do. Let them confess and testify to the living God, "I have met and experienced God and received His answers and blessings." Father God, thank you. Let all glory be to you alone. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen.